Welcome to Imagine This Podcast,
a conversation show where we talk to Milwaukee's arts, cultural, and creative leaders to highlight all the incredible transformative work in our region.
We hope that after listening to the pod, you will see our region and all the awesome artists, arts organizations, and creative assets in Milwaukee in a new way.
I'm David Lee.
I'm MacArthur Antigua.
And I'm Lindsay Sheridan.
All right, welcome to a special edition here at Imagine This Podcast. We've got almost the whole team here, and just go say hello, almost the whole team.
You all know me, listeners. I'm Lindsay.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jason.
Hey, everybody. Remember me? My name is Antoine.
Hey, everybody. David here.
Hi. Nice to be on the podcast for the first time. This is Rachel.
This is Mac. And I just love that we left an open-ended response and everyone sort of responded on brand in a second. That was the best. That was the best. Everybody found their way to bring themselves present. So welcome. You've heard almost the whole team is here. And what we did last, so it's a new tradition we're starting where we're honoring sort of the end of the year and doing a little whimsical thing together. And so last year we got together and had our staff together do a fantasy draft on a perfect Milwaukee meal. And so we're now this year doing a fantasy draft, except the theme is a holiday, the perfect holiday platter of music, movies, film, and other associated artifacts and paraphernalia of the holiday. So that's what we're doing today. That's the assignment. That's the assignment. So just like last year, we're going to do a draft. And the way the draft works is we're going to establish a draft order by random. Thanks, random.org. And then based off that, you will go in a serpentine order. And those of our listeners who really enjoy fantasy sports know what the serpent means. But for the rest of you that have normal lives, this is how it works. The first person will go, and then towards the sixth, and then after the sixth person goes, they get to go again, back to back, and then reverse order, right? It would go 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like a snake, hence it's called serpentine. I'm also gesturing my hand like a snake, which doesn't play at all for the audio people listening, so they're just letting you know what's happening. All right, so just to make sure, last year there was some controversy, criticism of chicanery, which cast an awful shroud over the experiences. I'm now sharing with everyone what this is. So I'm about to randomize. Again, visually it doesn't matter to you listening at home, but this is just to make the veracity of the experience.
There's some random, like random.org site that Mac has got loaded up with all of our names in it. He's going to press randomize and it's going to supposedly give us a random order.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Thank you so much, David, for injecting the right amount of skepticism on this one. So here we go. It's randomizing. And so the order will be Rachel, Antoine, Jason, Lindsay, David, and then I'm at the back, the last pick, but I will have the seventh pick and then in reverse order. Excellent. Very good.
I have nothing to say now. Random.org has shut me up.
Awesome. So great. Let's do a little pregame vamping while I set up the board, but invite the rest of you to share. Do you have any talks on strategy or what were your thoughts as you're coming into the room? So this is open-ended while I try to get my act together here. So go ahead.
So just really quickly, there are five categories. The first category is holiday songs. The second category is holiday movies. The third category is holiday foods. The fourth category is wildcard, which as a category has actually things in it that we have to pick from. And then the fifth category is sort of an everything else ephemera category. The idea is that everybody's got to pick one from every category. You can go in whichever order you want. Some categories have more talent in the draft pool, as it were, and some have less. So that's sort of a little bit of strategizing you all might want to do. And for those playing at home, we will have all of this linked. So you can also draft along and tell us the things that you would have drafted. And at the end, we will give you a way to actually tell us who you think has the best holiday draft platter.
Yes, that's it. All right. So before we get into it, want to know, Antoine, Jason, Lindsay, or Rachel, any other thoughts? That I know you don't want to give away. I understand you might be reticent in order to preserve a poker face in this, but wonder if you have any thoughts or what do you hope our listeners can expect from you this time? Let's start with that. Actually, we'll go in reverse order. Let's start with Lindsay. Just quick thoughts from you as you're coming into this.
I mean, I'm ready to slay. That's all I have to say. I mean, someone had to use that pun, right? That's all I got.
All right. We'll let you sit in the corner and reflect on what you did. Jason, you're new. You're one of our awesome super volunteers. You're one of the gang practically. You know, on the Wikipedia page, you're listed as such, so we're not going to fight that. Jason, thoughts as you're coming into this space?
Well, I'm thinking about the perfect hour of the holidays that would theoretically include all of these things.
That's a great way to think
about it. Movie in the background, I'm eating something, maybe listening to music too, or maybe movie has the music in it. So, but I am trying to imagine like a perfect little spot there. The platter for my hour or day.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason. Thanks for checking in. Also, we have, again, he had an impressive showing last year, and competition is one of his five Gallup strengths. So he loves events like this. Antoine, how are you feeling as you're coming into this?
Oh, man, you know, I am ready to curate something dynastic.
Yes, because nothing says, you know, like the holidays, like dynasty and, you know, effective management of resources, of culture. Yeah. Great to have you back, Antoine. Finally, we're going to just check in with you, Rachel, and then you can lead us in. We'll start the timer for you. But Rachel, again, I know this might be odd since you've never been on the podcast before and most of our listeners don't know you, but you did share some trepidations before coming in. Do you want to speak to that or?
Well, I was just a little confused about the actual structure. And also I'm at a disadvantage because I don't really like Christmas movies and I don't really like whatever Christmas song list we're pulling this music from. So if I could just like pull from holiday foods only, I would be golden. But since half the list is things that kind of annoy me about Christmas.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
It's tough.
I want to bring in my nerdy choir music Christmas.
Yeah, like I was starting to make my own everything else list that I could pad my draft from, and come to find out I only get one of those. So anyway,
give us your actual list afterwards. We'll link that into the show notes, because I, as somebody who as the person who actually pulled all of this draft pool content, I was pulling from the top 25 lists from Rotten Tomatoes and Spotify, and I think the holiday foods came from a Town and Country list or something.
This listener, the Imagine Vibe doesn't take a break for the holidays. We question the conceit of everything we do.
I was going to say, Rachel did a good stand-in for most of her constituency, which is, I don't totally understand you all and what you're about. I'm reluctantly participating. So way to keep that going.
If this was wrestling, Rachel would be a Christmas heel, right?
That's right.
She'd be like, hey, I came here all the way to Sucky Christmas. Boo, boo.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Right. Pretty much call everyone in the audience rubes and make fun of them. Yes, pretty much.
And yet she has the first pick.
Which is great, because there's only two movies on this list that I actually could potentially like. And so I am going to go ahead and get my movie pick out of the way.
Yes.
With Little Women, which honestly is not a Christmas movie. I don't know how that happened.
Like, Rotten Tomatoes thinks it is.
There's Christmas in it.
Yeah. All right. So Little Women, there's my movie pick.
Whew. Awesome. So with the first choice, Little Women is selected. And now we're off and going. I can't think of a better way to do this than that way. Well, thanks, Rachel, for getting us started. Thanks, random.org, for having her be the first choice. We now go to Antoine. You've got a lot of media and a lot of stuff to pick from. What's going to be your number one pick to curate a holiday platter?
I just have to go with what I know. I have to go what, you know, this first one, you just go for what you know. So in true Antoine form, my first pick is Die Hard.
Damn it. I knew it when you came before me. That would be coming off the board.
Greatest Christmas movie ever.
There it is. Die Hard. Antoine is taking us to Nakatomi Plaza. And what a great pick. Putting it there. Die Hard is number two overall. I don't think a lot of people at home would have Die Hard after Little Women, quite candidly. But that's why we do it. That's why we do the trap. So John McClane has been verified. Two movies are off the board. So people, looks like movies.
So yes. To clarify, Mac, So for those of you listening, I'm a statistician, so I'm imagining in my head the possibility that 7 more movies could be taken or 10 more movies could be taken before I get another chance.
I'm more concerned
about the song. No, that's right. Only three more movies could be taken.
There's only 6 of us, right?
So even though it's a serpentine, people like Antoine will have to pick something else next time. So I'm going to go with a song.
Okay.
And it's actually Little Drummer Boy, because when I was a little kid, my mother, we're talking like when I was between 6 and 10, would pack me and my 2 sisters up and we'd go around and sing at old folks' homes, like legit, where I'm singing Little Drummer Boy and my sister is playing the hand cymbals, the finger cymbals.
Oh.
And that is in my head. So I wanted to make sure I got that.
Oh, Jason, thanks for injecting some earnestness and honest holiday cheer into this.
I mean, it's no Die Hard, but I understand.
So Peace on Earth / Little Drummer Boy. That's Jason LeTurner's number one pick as he's curating this platter. And we go on to Lindsay Sheridan. Lindsay, what's going to be your weird pick?
All right, I'm getting in my movie pick in first. Two
movies are running.
Love Actually.
Oh.
Because it is the only movie on this list that is of the brand of the only Christmas movies I watch, which are like rom-com trash. All these other classics, not about it. Probably won't watch a single one of them, but I will probably watch like 10 Hallmark movies that all have the same plot and it'll be great.
Hey, you won't watch Die Hard?
I've never watched it. I'll add it to the list maybe.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you'll appreciate it. It's so Christmas.
David Lee, you're up.
So now that Die Hard is off the list, which is unfortunately the my number one on my draft board, I'm gonna have to go with Last Christmas by Wham in the song list.
Oh, you got me, David.
Nice.
See, this is how it goes, right? When you take somebody else's number one pick off the board, they take yours. Right?
Yeah, love it. Wow, just you can feel the angst and pain over George Michael's lovely.
By the way, if you all had never seen the video to Last Christmas, the original Wham video from back in the day, it is an incredible piece of pop culture artifact. In the ski lodge and everything else, it's such a beautiful piece of cinematic ephemera.
I might have to check that out because I actively dislike this song, so maybe that would help me change my mind.
You know what my favorite part of this podcast is going to be is
actively time, dislike. Yeah, actively dislike.
Last Christmas is fire. I used to work at one of my old jobs. We used to do like a White Elephant.
Yes.
And, I was the DJ, so I would play like Christmas songs. But Last Christmas, I would play like 8 times randomly throughout it.
Yes,
because it's that fire, like it's a song of redemption.
There it is. So that you just heard right there. You heard sounds like sounds like regret in Antoine's voice as he doesn't get to put Last Christmas on his thing. So it'll go to me. I'm the 6th pick, and I will go back to back as the 7th pick. With my number one pick, I'm going to stay in music, and I'm putting together what I think is. You know, what the holidays are or what best connects to the holiday. I'm not saying it's a great song. I'm just saying it's the ultimate holiday song. And it's Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. I defy you to hear, you know, when you hear the jingle bell and then the drum hits, ka-tunk, 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 and then she takes you there. And I'm in the holiday spirit. I'm in a Nordstrom and it's the 24th and I'm trying to buy leggings because that's all I have creatively to buy.
And you saw Love Actually though, Mac?
It's a prominent part of Love Actually, which, you know, it's kind of my backdoor way of evoking Love Actually vibes, but not really. So anyway, thank you, Mariah Carey, for having that. So All I Want for Christmas Is You. And now I'm going to go I'm going to go wild card already because I saw this in the wild card thing and I didn't want to lose it. And I'm going Charlie Brown Christmas TV special. Parentheses, Vince Guaraldi soundtrack. Like I'm saying it's all in there, right? It's all together. I'm so happy that I was able to break that at number 7. So at this point, let's kick it to David. for his second pick.
So wait, does that mean that the Vince Guaraldi trio can still be in everything else, or are you claiming that with the Charlie Brown Christmas?
Well, I'm saying that it's the source material of the songs. It's and I'm evoking, hoping that people are thinking, oh yeah, I love that. I love that too. So there you go.
Okay. So up to me, I am going to go movie, and rather than going with the sort of bootleg Die Hard, I'm actually going to go with Scrooged from 1988, the Bill Murray classic take on Christmas Carol.
What's the bootleg Die Hard?
Home Alone.
What? Yeah, I think that is the bootleg Die Hard.
It's bootleg Die Hard. Home Alone is bootleg Die Hard, right?
I think that is bootleg Die Hard. That makes sense.
Is anyone else not looking at their picks, just in case, you know, literally I'm looking at my, trying not to look at my picks. You can't see what I'm looking at.
But pick Die Hard already, but if I wouldn't have gotten Die Hard, I was going to pick Home Alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my strategy.
That is your back. Well, maybe you should have taken Last Christmas there, because you would have had Home Alone.
No, but I wouldn't have Die Hard.
That's true. You're building around Die Hard. You're building around Die Hard. All right. Love it. Lindsay, what do you got? It's going to be not a movie. What is it going to be?
Well, I think the best one in wild card is just Christmas Tree. I'll take Christmas Tree.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I like that Lindsay's alienating our Jewish friends as well as our friends at Celebrity Kwanzaa.
Well, that's right.
She's just writing them off the book. She's like, you know what? I'm claiming Tree.
Let's just be clear. Most of the things on this board are Christmas related, except for the post-it note that says culturally specific candles, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and Diwali. So, you know, not a lot of opportunities for, you're right. I could have chosen the candles, and I've chosen the Christmas tree.
So. You chose the Christmas tree. I like it. No, I respect it. Mm-hmm. I respect it. I also know there's an opening, over at Fox News, they lost Chris Wallace. So you got a shot to fill in there. You claiming Christmas tree means, it's like, well, that might be,
Wow.
We know where you're on the war on Christmas. You're a loyal soldier, a loyal patriot. Wow.
Oh, no.
Wait, where did the wild card list come from, David?
It's just the mind of David.
It came from your head.
Mind of David Lee.
All right.
Because my list has culturally specific candles next to Christmas tree. I just want to know what list has. Go ahead.
Lindsay, do you need me to move that for you there? Are you overwhelmed?
I'll move it. It's fine.
All right, Jay's LeTurner, what do you think?
Hey, there's something I really like about the movie Elf.
Oh,
when he's consuming all the candy. It doesn't mean I want to consume a lot of candy, but there's something in my head about consumption. And I just love that he just eats all the sugar. So that's one thing I send my friends when they're frustrated with whatever. I'm like, just eat it. Just eat the candy. You know, assuming it's good. So So I'm going with Elf. It's got a pretty big metaphor for me.
It's a solid choice. A lot of the first two rounds, movies going off the board. Antoine, what do you got?
Oh man, it's me already. Hey, okay.
So Antoine prepared for Die Hard. And that was it.
It's over. They're scrambling in the war room right now.
Wild card can't be a double pick, right, David?
That's correct. That's correct.
You can't. Okay.
But bear in mind. Go ahead, Antoine.
Well, then I'm gonna get Home Alone.
You can't. You've already got your movie. You got to go Die Hard in the other categories.
So, what can be twice?
I guess if you pick the holiday, everything else.
Yeah, right. Everything else.
Oh, that's your wild. Yeah, I guess that's wild card and holiday. Everything else are kind of the same thing. Well, what's that?
Wait, you said we can't pick everything else twice. Otherwise, I'd just be picking from my own everything else list this whole time.
No. Antoine can pick from holiday everything else. He can pick from any of the other categories or anything else.
Oh, wait. I could pick something that is not in here?
Yeah, that's not here, right? That just didn't make the list.
But only once. But only once.
I take back. I rescind that.
Okay. We'll allow it.
You're giving David Die Hard?
No,
he's rescinding his illegal pick. He's rescinding.
And I'm taking ugly sweaters, man. I'm getting
ugly sweaters.
I'm getting ugly sweaters.
That's your holiday everything else.
Sweater that I want to get. It's like, I don't know if you've seen Drake's cover of Certified Lover Boy, but it's of like 12 Santas, and it's Christmas Lover Boy.
Awesome.
So this is from the wild card category. You're taking ugly
sweaters. No,
no,
Oh, it's there. Oh, never mind. Yes, we're going to move that.
Yeah, I think, David, that was my struggle. Wild card, I kept thinking was everything else.
I'm saving my everything else because I didn't know it could be.
Just to clarify, wild card could be also labeled things in David's mind. And then everything else is the rest of the.
Yeah.
That's actually what it's going to be referred to the rest of this game.
Yeah, things in David's mind. Things that David thought belonged, and then everything else.
That's right.
So bear in mind, culturally specific candles, that's also things in David's mind. So just let our audience know where David's at. That Christmas tree gets its own thing, but Kwanzaa, Diwali, and Hanukkah had to share a card. Moving on. Rachel, what do you got? Back to back for Rachel.
All right. All right. So I feel like the rest of the stuff on this list is it's fine. There's plenty of fine things. But I'm gonna take the opportunity to shut people out of potentially adding something to everything else, right? Uh-huh. Like if I put it in everything else, they can't. That's the idea.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Like nobody else can take this pick.
What I actually enjoy about Christmas is like the creative and psychological puzzle of coming up with really interesting, perfect gifts for the people I care about.
Write that down verbatim. The creative creative
and psychological puzzle.
Apparently, get on this list.
she's all about the creative and psychological puzzle. So,
well, what I love about that is how specific it is compared to everything else. Board, like Christmas tree, the creative and psychological. It's like
the creative and psychological puzzle for Rachel is number two.
Yeah.
At first, I thought that was a bold effort to pick your own choice second. But yeah, now you protected me from picking creative and psychological.
I think everybody on this.
But you can't put gift giving, right? Like I've covered gift giving.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, well, hold on. I just want to nuance this. You said coming up with great gifts, not the act of giving someone a gift.
I think it's gift giving.
All right, we'll let you have a gift. Fine. You have a back.
I'm glad we didn't have to convene the full categories court for that one. That would have been not in the holiday spirit.
Rachel, I wonder if you could consult because like. I found the tin I gave Wendy when we were dating like 25 years ago and I had no money and I put little clever gifts in there that mostly afterwards she said, yeah, those were okay, you know, kind of thing. Like years later, like, yeah, that was, so I found it and I'm thinking about somehow resurrecting it and using it again something. So yeah, I might need some.
I am a very good gift consultant.
Yes.
This is definitely one of my skills.
That covers the psychological part.
I feel like Jason's story is similar to like the office, the teapot with the Christmas gifts in it, except that in this case, his wife is like, nah, it wasn't great.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but good effort. Okay, thanks.
Kind of like a sequel to The Gift of the Magi. All right, moving on.
Okay, so we got get another pick, right?
Yes, back to back. Okay. So you start the third round.
All right, so I'm going to go for my third round pick, the first pick of the third round. I'm going to take winter wreaths
winter
from wild card.
Winter wreaths.
Mostly because.
So glad you put a winter in front of that, David.
Yeah. Because I really.
Is that your everything else?
Yeah, that's your everything.
That was my everything else. And wreaths, you know, it's part of this, like, I would have picked Christmas tree, I think, like the evergreen smell and like bringing those things into the house. I enjoy that. So I'm going to use winter wreath as a representative of that.
Now that you can't take Christmas tree, because apparently big Christmas over there when Lindsay took it.
Yeah, apparently Mac thinks that only certain types of people should like this.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all good. It's all good. All right. Thank you for your pick. It's in the round three. Hey, it's your turn, Antoine.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
I think I have my pick. Barrett, I'm thinking about my everything else.
Okay.
What's going to be awesome about that is that because Rachel is the last, I'm like the second to the last. So I can like just run off everything I was going to pick. However, I think of the list of Christmas songs, since Mac took Mariah Carey. Honorable mention, your mean one went Mr. Grinch. Like, honorable mention. Like, if that was a diss song, it's like top 5 diss songs ever. The singer did not like the Grinch. Mm. However, I'm going to go with This Christmas by Donnie Hathaway.
Donnie Hathaway. Good
job. Donnie Hathaway.
Right. Ain't nothing like a soulful Christmas to go with Die Hard.
There it is. This Christmas, Donnie Hathaway. Awesome. Jason Letourneur, we're back at you. So far, just to update folks at home, you've already picked your holiday song and you've already picked your holiday movie. So now you're into the other three.
You're right. The Grinch, that is such a good song. Such good, the vocals. Yeah, especially on headphones. I got to listen to that like right after this is over. I am getting a little anxious that this is going to get picked. So I'm going to pick it, which is White Elephant Gift Giving.
Oh, yes.
Rachel, I could see you liking that with your psychology. I love the psychology of the hustle in a white elephant situation. It's why I have some really cool white elephants, because I'm, you know, playing the double cut thing, you know, like, so yeah, I really find that fun. I sort of like actually this activity today is hustling and seeing who's going to pick. If I move a sticky note, will that make you less likely to pick it? Or if I hide it, but
the psychological, I actually don't game. Like white elephants that much, because I am not good at picking the gift that like the sampling of people in the room will want. I'm good at picking
why does that surprise me, Rachel? Why does that surprise me?
But like something that everybody in the room will want, I am very bad at picking.
Okay. Sure, that checks out. Lindsay, what do you got? Was just an update folks at home. You've picked a movie and you've picked a wild card, Things in David's Head. So you have other categories to go.
Well, I'd like to stop being accused of being a soldier for the war on Christmas.
A loyal patriot.
War for Christmas. It's a war for Christmas, I think,
the
right?
War for Christmas.
Yeah.
So I'm the loyal lieutenant. I'm going to pick, but this also feels a little bit appropriate of me, but I'm going to pick latkes. Latkes.
Wow. Latkes. Shamed into picking it. Shamed into picking it.
I also ranked that high on my list.
They are tasty.
They are tasty. Yeah. Probably the best holiday food on that. On
first
the,
food off
on
the board.
Category. Yeah, it was my number one.
Holy food for Saturday, and I was thinking about making those, but then I thought they'd make my house smell bad because of the oil. I'm doing something else.
Mm.
Unless I can cook at your house, Mac.
Okay.
I have an air fryer. You're happy to put it in.
It's a pretty holy food. It's a good one. All right.
It's pretty holy. Awesome. David.
So Lindsay stole my pick, just one pick before me. Because I was worried about the holiday foods category and the things in my head has categories sort of fewer things remain. But I'm going to go with culturally specific candles.
Come on. That's a blatant pander. I
want to make sure that I don't get accused of being a soldier in the war for Christmas or against Christmas, whatever it is.
Is it better though? You've just lumped three unrelated holidays in together.
So, David, how do culturally specific candles show up in your holiday / year end?
In my cultural holiday celebration, other than supporting people who celebrate Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and Diwali, it doesn't in my home, in my personal home.
You don't like light a solstice candle?
You don't light a solstice? Oh,
I don't
add
actually.
Solstice candle to that.
Solstice. Add to the candle.
Is that like a four-wicked candle that if you rotate it, it becomes a different holiday if you rotate it a certain way?
I feel like there's an opportunity here for you to claim some legitimate affinity from your days working with Jewish folks. But sure, yeah.
Yes, I'm not going to appropriate that, right, for myself as a celebration that I do in my home.
You'll just appropriate three other holidays.
We're by the way, all the holidays here.
I did see a tweet from Bill O'Reilly. He's about to go thumbs up at Lindsay Sheridan. So it's resonating out there, Lindsay. It's happening. It's happening for you. All right, back to me right now. I need to pick, and so I'm going to go to the foods as well. And I just got to say, for my third round pick, hot cocoa. Man, the holidays, mm-hmm. cold weather. You can go alcoholic, you can go non-alcoholic, you can go mushrooms, you can go whipped cream.
Mushrooms.
You can go marshmallows. You can go mushrooms. You can go mushrooms. You can go pepperoni.
Gross.
You can go hot jarnera and that hot cocoa. You can do so many good things. Marshmallows and whipped cream. Check it if you're listening. Just checking if you're listening.
Don't y'all have those? I say Band-Aids and rubber bands all the time. I'm just like randomly.
Yeah, put on a rubber
mushrooms
band.
And marshmallows. I can
mushrooms
see that.
Mushrooms and marshmallows. So hot cocoa is my third round pick, and I think that tells you about the holidays more than ever.
That's a solid choice, Mac.
Thank you.
I approve.
Thank you, Rachel.
That was my number two.
Do you just passively dislike it or actively dislike it?
I like a lot of these holiday foods. Latkes was my number one. Hot cocoa was my number two, but there's still plenty of good stuff to pick from.
Nice. I'm going to go. So as we round the corner, my fourth round pick, I'm going to go for a movie. What's left on the board? Not totally psyched, but I'm going to take Home Alone just because. What's better than seeing Joe Pesci get his head kicked in by a young Macaulay Culkin and Daniel Stern possibly losing an eyeball, tripping on things or getting hit with a hot poker? I mean, come on. Youth on adult violence is hilarious, as John Hughes taught us. And I'm going to build off that. So there you go. Let's go, David, your fourth round pick.
Fourth round pick, going to go with holiday foods, given that there's, I think, only a few left from holiday foods that are good for anybody's platter. I'm going to go with stuffing/dressing as my holiday food selection.
That's a good food.
It's a good food. You know, you want to eat it a light, you don't want to eat it all the time, but holidays are the time to have.
What's in your stuffing? What's in the best stuffing, Debbie? Give us your best stuffing recipe.
So my best stuffing recipe is marble rye bread.
Yes.
Confit. Oyster, yes. And yes. like a sausage.
What kind of sausage?
Like just like a hot pork sausage. Lots of
hot pork sausage. Hot pork sausage.
Yeah,
it's my.
I was stuffing the same as dressing. This was a Thanksgiving debate at my house.
Oh, stuffing the same as dressing. David, response.
Yes, stuffing is the same as dressing.
Well, what he just described is a lot different than like cubes of bread, which is my cubes. Understanding of cubes. Stuffing.
I would say stuffing is something, it's stuffing if you cook it inside the turkey or the bird, and dressing if it's cooked outside, but it's the same thing, right? It's just where it's. Where
same
it's
intentionality. Yeah. Same intentionality. Side dish, a savory side.
It's made of bread and other stuff. Yeah. Bread, some sort of starch and other stuff.
Some gizzard. Possibly all the leftovers. Awesome. Hey, let's talk, Lindsay. Fourth round pick. What do you got?
All right, I'm going to choose from the song category, White Christmas, because Bing Crosby.
Sorry, I had a moment, I had a moment there, like, Mac, obviously you picked that one. How did you walk into that, Lindsay?
Lord Christmas.
I
Lord
know Christmas. I walked into it, but it's genuinely the best song on there.
No.
Is this my audition tape for Fox?
Just kind of walked into that one. All right.
I'm not going to take it back. Okay.
Don't take it back. Lean into it.
Too good of a movie.
Gotta lean into it, Lindsay.
Gotta lean into it, Lindsay. Gotta lean into it.
Look, I'm too white for some other songs.
All right. So,
have you watched it yet, Lindsay? Watched it like 2 nights ago.
The movie White Christmas? Not this season yet. No.
Okay.
Okay. Jason, what do you got?
So, I didn't realize I couldn't pick another everything else.
Yeah,
to your point
a
second ago, Antoine.
What do you mean you could not pick another?
Well, like I can't pick the gift one. So I'm just thinking about what Antoine said a minute ago. Like,
okay.
When do I wait on that?
Yeah.
But I guess it depends on how odd my everything else is.
Yeah. Hence the draft. The psychological game that is the draft.
So I literally have ginger cookies in my house. I have peppermint bark in my house right now. I do not have a baked ham. I do not have fruitcake. But I really do dig eggnog.
Wow.
So I'm picking it. Yeah.
Eggnog, very much a holiday drink.
One of those things as a kid that we were forced to drink before we got to do anything fun, literally.
Weird.
Wow. Yeah. Not like every day.
Drinking,
I'm not saying every
you.
Day. Around the holidays. Here's some eggnog and fruitcake. Must consume before we leave the table. Like,
wow.
But I've grown to like it a lot, especially the good stuff. What and there's a lot of dairy up here in Wisconsin, so there's some good stuff. Oh, the local people, usually in the glass jars.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Jason. I like eggnog.
Yeah.
Antoine, your fourth round pick.
So I got holiday foods. That's the last one I got left of.
No, you also have holiday everything else. You're writing candidate. Are you saving writing candidate? You're saving your writing.
Yeah.
Candidate.
Cause I want to talk that through with y'all. So everybody picked a lot of the strong choices, but I think you guys overlooked something that is just mad classic. It's like white t-shirt and jeans.
Okay.
And it's candy canes, y'all.
Candy canes.
I knew you were gonna say that. Yeah, that analogy works. Sure.
It's like it's like Old Faithful. It's beautiful. You can get the white and red ones. You can get the ones with different colors, the fruity ones.
What's your take on that, Antoine? What do you think about fruity candy canes or strict peppermint?
No, I'm a fan of all of them. Okay.
So you're all about the representation, a cane shaped sweet object. That's what you're in it for.
I think fruity candy cane is another
licorice one. I wouldn't
different food group. Fruity candy cane is a different food group. Nah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean,
Antoine's got an open mind about candy. Yeah, he's got a very flexible definition.
Because when you put them on your tree, you need both.
Mm.
You need both to counteract. Oh,
do you decorate your tree with them?
Yeah, but then I eat them, so they don't last very long. But it's beautiful while they're there. Because Che eats them too. Che eats them too.
Like, yeah, it's a whole Carter thing.
Looking for
the Carter men, the boys in the Carter household.
So
don't leave your canes close by.
So good they named a lane after them that they light up every year.
That's true.
That's right. So good they named geography after it.
That's true.
Very much so. Yeah. Awesome. Rachel, you're gonna have the back-to-back to close out your platter.
All right. So holiday foods. I feel like there's still some solid choices in there. I will say, I imagine that you all are thinking when you see cranberry sauce that you're thinking of the stuff in the can. But in the Shields household, we make fresh cranberry sauce with fresh cranberries and oranges and apples, and it's really pretty tasty. So I'm waffling with that, but I also gingerbread, like actual gingerbread, is very good. And like it's fun to see pretty elaborate gingerbread house creations, which I feel like everywhere I've ever lived, there's been some kind of big gingerbread competition.
Are you going to speak glowingly of all the choices, or are you actually going to?
I don't know. I'm just sharing my thinking process with you about these two choices.
I feel you on gingerbread. I feel you. Like gingerbread architecture is awesome.
Yeah, it's very creative. I mean, it can be. I've seen lots of cool stuff. So I think I'm going to have to go with gingerbread. But I did want to just get a plug in there that cranberry sauce is a pretty good choice too. Mm.
Cranberry sauce left in the green room, sitting on it by itself, chip on its shoulder.
All
right, back to back. Close it out, Rachel.
Song. Okay. So I don't mind most of these songs. Let's see. I made a little list.
Just passively dislikes these
songs. Are you going to pick the Hanukkah song?
I'm not. I think I will pick Winter Wonderland.
Oh.
It's a nice classic with some fun rural themes. And I don't know, it's got a nice sound to it. Whatever.
I like the phrase Parson Brown. It's the only, you hear the phrase Parson Brown, it's like, oh, we're on, right? It's there it is. Yeah. They'll say, are you married? He said, no, man. You can do the cowboy. All right. So thank you. We'll do a recap of everyone's choices, but Rachel has kicked us off for the final one. And speaking of final one, Antoine, your final pick to close out your holiday platter.
All right, some things that came to mind because I got everything else. Pre-COVID, mistletoe, right?
Mm.
But I didn't pick that because now it doesn't get as many points.
Why is it not on here, David?
Stock went down.
Right? I think we canceled mistletoe due to
COVID. It was canceled, okay.
Probably a few reasons.
Also, Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby, honorable mention for Hot Fire song about cashing out. She sounds like she was the original city girl. But I think what I'm going to pick is probably the second greatest Christmas song ever, right behind Max. Okay. Boys and Men, Let It Snow, baby.
Let it snow. Let it,
let
snow.
It snow.
Let it snow.
Let okay. it snow.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll put that on the board for you. So it's Let It Snow, Boys to Men, boys.
Featuring Brian McKnight, because he had a part in that too.
Yeah. All right. That's a nice pick.
I think I'm up.
Yeah.
Everything else.
Jason.
Like y'all, there are lots of things I could still roll with. But when I got the instructions for this activity 42 minutes ago or so, I thought of one thing. And I'm typing it, and it is my mother-in-law passed this year, and her favorite thing was petitza, which is the walnut and honey roll that you'll see in Yugoslavia and various nations like that, Croatia. So I'm putting that because we already have our roll downstairs, because that was something I had never heard of before I married into the family, and that was something we did every year. So the petitza.
Nice.
Yep.
Lovely, Jason. It rounds out your five. Lindsay, what's going to be your final five? I think you're also in the everything else.
Yeah, I am. The universe. I am. Department. So my favorite holiday tradition of my family is that we open our gifts on Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
And I don't know if that's an everyone thing. I don't think it's a whole world thing, but That is like the Christmas experience to me, because we'll like have a fire in the fireplace, eat some food. Generally, another tradition in our family is for it to be like a pasta dish or like a lasagna or something. And open all the gifts. And then Christmas Day is just kind of relaxing and making the drive down to see family in Illinois. So gift giving on Christmas Eve. Can I put that down?
Yeah.
Even though I already have gift giving.
Okay. No, you got the Eve. You got the Christmas Eve element.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's, you're right.
I don't know, Rachel, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think that's like gift opening, right?
Gift opening. Gift opening.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gift opening.
It's a little different.
And did you open gifts on Christmas though with your extended family or whatever?
Sort of, but my extended family has never been big gift givers. It's more so like my immediate family. We give a few gifts each. Extended family didn't want to, you know, don't spend a lot of money on gifts. So.
That's smart. That's smart. Mm-hmm. That's a
I find that
slope.
Interesting. The night before.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like that. It is your. I agree with you, Lindsay. It's like it's you're on one team or another, right? And so I like it. That's
like waiting until Christmas Day or
I grew up as a Christmas Day family, but then I saw like, oh yeah, these are different experiences. They're definitely unique in their own way. So, and best off is getting to do both. That's like a win if you get to do both.
Well, at least when you're 12 or when you're 37, either way.
That's true. You don't want to be on the other side of having to give for both days. That's tough. David, for you, what's running out your platter?
So, in looking at holiday everything else, my initial thought was to pop in another one of my favorite holiday movies that aren't traditionally holiday movies, like, you know, Lethal Weapon or
Lethal Weapon, the holiday movie.
Yeah Watch it again. It's a Christmas movie. Also Iron Man 3, a really fun holiday movie. All the Shane Black movies are really great sort of holiday Christmas movies. But I'm not going that direction, because if I can't have Die Hard, I'm going to have the second or maybe the third best thing, Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC, coming off the board, given that is in the movie when he comes up into...
Wait, but you already picked a song.
No, but everything else can be anything left on the board or
the
something
world.
Else.
In the world. Yeah. Anything else in the world. Yeah. In the world. All right.
All right.
I will close out my final pick before we do a summary. Is that I'm going everything else. And, you know, I've got a couple teenagers. And what do you want, kids? Just give me an Amazon gift card, Dad. And that tells you anything else like teenagers. Is don't give me anything specific. Just give me capital or access to capital. And I think gift cards are funny.
Is this your interview for Jeff Bezos? Like,
this is my interview. It's my
job interview for Jeff Bezos.
That's right.
Okay.
I want to wash the latrine in a spaceship. That's the job I'm applying for. Because that's pretty much all I'm uniquely suited to do in that corporation. Yeah, I think gift cards are funny because it's very much like a last second gift, which is like I have a lot of experience like that. And it also reminds you of that one section at the Metro Market where it's just an aisle full of gift cards. And so I look at the different franchises that don't exist here, like, I don't know, like Texas Roadhouse or something. And I'm like, I always feel tempted to give that to someone when they can't use it because I think it's a great snarky gift to give someone. Like, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with this? There's no Carl's Jr. here. What am I going to do with this? All right. So, let's do one more run through of everyone's picks and I'll start and then we'll go in reverse order. I started with All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. And then I went Charlie Brown Christmas TV special. I went into the wild cards in David's mind. I then went to Hot Cocoa, Home Alone. I kind of backed into it. I admittedly, a lot of movies were off the board. So I just kind of went with the next best thing. Home Alone is fine. And then gift cards, just the concept of gift cards. So there you go. That's me. David, do you want to just run through your board? And
for best holiday song, I went with my first round pick, Last Christmas by Wham. Movie, I have Scrooged. In wild card, I have culturally specific candles for Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Diwali, or any other light festival during the holidays.
Light-based holiday.
That's right. You need candles. Or solstice, right? Winter solstice.
Yeah, winter solstice candle.
For food, I have stuffing or dressing, slash dressing. Inside the turkey, it's stuffing. Outside the turkey, dressing. And then for my everything else, I went with Christmas and Hollis by Run DMC.
Lindsay, tell us about your five.
All right. I chose Love Actually. Christmas Tree. I feel this got lost in all the snark, but, I love having a Christmas tree. It lights up your home, and I keep it up for way too long, like till the end of January.
Fresh tree? Fresh tree?
Fresh tree. Fresh tree.
Got to water it.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks. That's thanks, Dad. That's what my dad says too. Did you want your tree? Yes, I did.
That's why I have a plastic tree.
Latkes, being inclusive.
And also they're delicious.
And they're delicious with some sour cream and applesauce. White Christmas. Yes, that's right. I did choose this on White Christmas. And the tradition of gift opening on Christmas Eve.
Jason Turner.
Hey, I'm realizing definitely a family theme, not too surprising, I guess, but not necessarily normal. But Little Drummer Boy is a song because I used to sing that as a kid with my mom. Eggnog because my mom made me drink it, and then I actually started liking it as an adult. And Petitza because my mother-in-law, who's passed, it was just her favorite thing. I'm not really sure where White Elephant Gift Giving and Elf fit into the family theme I have going, but Elf just cracks me up. I'm sorry to admit it. It just makes me laugh. And yeah, that's what I got there. So that's mine.
Antoine, tell us about your holiday team.
So, you start off with the greatest Christmas movie of all time. And what do you have on? You have on an ugly sweater, right? What's playing in the background? Donny Hathaway This Christmas. While you're passing your loved one a candy cane. Then after Donny Hathaway comes on, boom, Boys to Men, Let It Snow.
I like that Antoine's had a camera. I imagine a camera just floating and taking us through the whole thing. It was a very coherent thing. Rachel, what do you got? Tell us about your platter.
All right. So my first round pick was just a safety choice for me, Little Women, because there really weren't very many movies.
Which version, Rachel? I don't know if I feel that strongly about it.
I saw the Little Women that came out recently was probably one of the last movies I saw in theaters, and I thought it was good. That's fine. I do like the book. I enjoy the book.
Like the source material.
Something I actually truly do really like about Christmas and gift giving opportunities in general is just like coming up with something that's really perfect for the one person that I'm thinking of. I've established that I am terrible at White Elephant gift giving. I really try, but I always come up short. I picked winter wreaths for my third round. As representative of just like the nice scented greenery that we bring into our houses, which is a happy thing for me. Gingerbread, like actual gingerbread, is really tasty. But then the creative possibilities of cookie style gingerbread are pretty cool too. And you know, fifth round pick, Winter Wonderland. That's a nice song. Sure, that's fine. As with most Christmas songs, once I've heard it about five times, I'm kind of over it. But haven't really listened to Christmas music too much yet this year, so I can still like it.
Nice. Well, folks, thanks for listening. We look forward to your reactions, and we look forward to your version of it. Let us know, email us, or hit us up about it. And we'd love to hear your feedback. Who do you think won the holiday? Rachel, Antoine, Jason, Lindsay, David, or myself?
One that quick being question.
Said, yes, go ahead.
Just one quick loop. If we had a white elephant steal for this draft, really quickly.
Wow.
Let's go from Rachel to Mac in the draft order. What's one thing you'd steal from somebody else?
Good question. What would he steal from somebody else?
I might steal hot cocoa.
Yes.
Antoine,
what are you stealing?
Oh, something that we thought we didn't bring up that I want to give some love to is holiday lights. We didn't give any love to holiday
lights. Antoine, I like that you're using this time to bring in
things. It's not on the board.
It's not on the board.
But where's holiday lights?
Where are holiday lights?
They're in my column in culturally specific candles, by the way, everybody.
Is there anything you want to steal somebody else? Is there anything
I would definitely steal last Christmas.
Okay. Yeah. It was.
That's the third song I need to make my mix complete.
Jason, what are you stealing?
So, without hesitation, Love Actually. But Lindsay, whenever I watch that and I beam on it and cry a little, many of my female friends say, you know, it's really not a good movie if you're a woman. Like, okay, yeah, you're right, because all the gender stuff, and it rates like whatever on that one scale it like rates. But I still love it.
The Bechdel test.
Yeah, that one. And if you watch the all the things that they cut out, there are actually women talking to other women in it. But you have to watch the clips that are not actually in the movie. But I still love that movie.
Not actually in Love Actually.
So. The principal, I have a whole backstory on the principal and all that stuff. We can talk about that another time.
Lindsay, what are you stealing?
You know, if I wasn't feeling like I had to prove myself to not be a Fox News correspondent, I would have chosen eggnog for my food. So I'll steal eggnog. Mm-hmm.
David.
Die Hard, obviously.
Obviously, Die Hard. I think I'd like to take off the board... Ugly sweaters. I like that. That's a fun one. I literally missed that when I was reviewing it. I was a little bit like, I can't believe I missed that. So good stuff. Well, thanks again for playing, everybody. Look forward to hearing what y'all listening like and who you support, as well as what would be your five. Until then, hope you have a great holiday.
Bye. Happy holidays.
Bye.
Die Hard rocks.